Today's daf is daf nun hey, and amazingly, we're holding right on the top where we're supposed to be holding. Very rare. So we're in the middle of the machlokis, Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yehuda, about the nature of chilul and of me'ila. And according to which, remember we had two approaches really, but bepashtas, according to which alibid Rabbi Yehuda, the din of me'ila is said b'shogeg, and only b'shogeg, as it says v'chata'a b'shkaga. And therefore, there's no yitziah of the money of Kodesh when it's done b'mezid, only when it's done b'shogeg. Mashenken, I'll leave it to Rabbi Meir. It can be done either b'shogeg or b'mezid. And therefore, according to Rabbi Meir, the only problem would be in a case, according to Rabbi Yochanan, where he had no intention and would never have wanted to do a transaction, such as in the Mishnah where we use the kesev for kiddushin. So according to Rabbi Yochanan's approach, the reason Rabbi Meir says Bishogi wouldn't be Mitkadesh because nobody would have wanted it that way. Or certainly the woman wouldn't have wanted it that way. The male makes it Mekach Ta'ut, and therefore the whole thing doesn't happen. But normally speaking, Hegdish would have been Mitchalil. The only thing is, you can't be Mechalil it ever with a transaction. That was Alibid Rabbi Yochanan. You could only be Mechalil it through Achila or through Hana'ah. Masha'en Kain, the way Rav learns, there's a unique situation of those things which the Torah gives you rights to use, such as the Chomot Yerushalayim, or such as the Big Day Kahuna. We're over there, since we say Lo Nitna Torah L'Malachei Asharet, there's not going to be ever a question of Me'ila B'Shogeg, because the Torah allowed you to use it until you're able to get your clothes changed, or maybe even as long as you don't use it for any other circumstances. Today, we want to look further into possible nafkaminas between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Meir's approach in a whole other sugya. Because until now, remember, we've been discussing essentially monetary issues. A gizboro has money in his rishus, shailas, whether it's yotzei, not yotzei lechulin, whether it was meant for the kinyan. But we didn't touch upon the issue of an animal or a kli that might actually be kedushat haguf. We haven't been discussing kedushat haguf. We've been discussing hegdesh in terms of its value, dummy. However, the Mishnah in Shkolim, and once we're talking about the issue, we want to look at this as well, discusses the din of what to do legabe safek of kedushat haguf. So it's not hatam. Beimashinim tzeit miyushalayim lemigdal eder. When you find an animal in a circle around Yerushalayim, the distance of Yerushalayim to Migdal Eder, which is the range in which an animal may be moving around, so that if it walked away from Yerushalayim and got lost, it's possible that it would have reached all the way up to Migdal Eder. And you find an animal like this. So if it's a male, zicharim, then the assumption is that it's a korban ola, because olot are always males. If it's a nekeva, then the assumption is that it's zivchei shlamim, because a shlamim can be a nekeva. And of course, we're going to ask on this in a moment. What can be is not what is, necessarily. Says the Gemara, what is this supposed to mean? I mean, it can't be taken literally. I mean, clearly, zicharim, what are you saying? That if it's a male animal, and it is hekdesh, it's obviously an ola. I mean, why is it obviously an ola? I mean, it might be a zivke shlomim, right? So zecharim olot u'da'ave. What are you saying? All male animals are olot. And a shlomim lo'ave. I mean, maybe it's a shlomim. How could you bring it as a korban ola? Omer Boshaya, we're not talking about bringing it. Obviously, you can't bring it because you don't know what it is. I mean, you can't bring an animal for something that it isn't. Well, there's all types of different dinim of what you do with the dam, or whether there's nesachim and smicham. I mean, you can't just bring an animal thinking it's one thing when it's another thing. Omer of Oshaya, what we're talking about over here is a guy finds this animal. When we're talking about a case where the guy now wants to take care, the animal itself for sure cannot be brought. Somebody finds the animal, and he wants to take care of it to make sure that whatever was supposed to be done with it is going to be done. So he wants to now take it out of its state, in which it was a chatchila, to be motzi it l'chulin, so that now it won't have any kedusha on the animal itself, and then to utilize the value of the damim for karbonos, and all that it's saying is that if he wants to do such a thing, hachikama, chayshinan shema olot, he's going to have to take into consideration the possibility that it's a karbon olah, and it would be going according to Rebbe Meir, who says that hegdish b'mezid mitchalil. So since we said that alibet Rebbe Meir, you can be motzi moment of hegdish l'chulin, that's what this guy is doing. He's taking the behema, he's being mechalal the kedusha of the behema onto money, b'mezid, and now he's going to use this money to give back to hegdish in a way that will take care of all of the possibilities of what this animal was meant to be for the Mizbeach in the first place. And what it's saying is he needs to take into consideration that maybe it's an Ola. So on the one hand, he's going to have to take the money, he's going to have to buy a carbon, he's going to have to say like this. If the animal that I found was an Ola, then here is another male animal, and it shall be the Ola that that animal is going to be. If, in fact, it was not an Ola, it was a Shlamim, so then here's an animal that should be a shlamim. Now I'm going to bring the other animal. So if it were really a shlamim, then I'll pay for this ola, and it's going to be a gift from me. If it were really now an ola, then I'm going to pay for the shlamim. It'll be a gift from me. So he basically takes money out of his own pocket, adds it to the value of the animal that he found, and now in order to take care of everything, he does it in this way. Now, Tosfos is rather bothered by this this approach, because the fact that Rebbe Meir holds Hegdish is mitchalel b'mezid should have absolutely nothing to do with this issue, which we're talking about Kedushat HaGuf. Nobody's talking about Kedushat HaGuf, right? And yet the Gemara now finally says, wait. I thought we're talking about Kedushat HaGuf. Kedushat HaGuf mi mitchalel? Is it possible to be mechalal kedushat haguf? Don't we say v'atznan? Says beferish in the Mishnah in Meila that ein bo'el achar mo'el b'mugdashim. If you utilize something of hegdish, then the first guy who uses it takes it out of its kedush, as we saw, and it becomes now chulin. Once it becomes chulin, the second guy to use it is using chulin. He's not using hegdish. He's not going to be mo'el. But if you're talking about an animal of Hegdish that has Kedushat HaGuf, or you're talking about a Kli Sharet that has a Kedushat HaGuf, then what? Then it's not going to be Mitchalel. And it's going to remain Hegdish. So in that case, one guy rides an animal that's a Korban, he's Mael. The next guy rides an animal that's a Korban, he's also Mael. Because it's not going to be Yotzil Chulin. So in a case we have a Behema, or a Kli Sharet, so you're using now one of the cups that was meant, let's say, for Kabbalat Adam. And you use it for something else. Somebody else uses it again for something else. Over there, the idea is that you're going to be over again and again, whoever uses it. So, Bikli Sharek Bela Ketzer. What do I mean? Let's see how you're Rochev Agabe Abeima. You're riding now an animal. Comes along another guy, and he too gets on. Bachavero ni Rachav. Third guy takes over. Bachavero Verachav. Kulam Ma'alu. Or Hayashote Bakos, he fills up one of these golden cups with coffee, and he's drinking Bakoshel Zahav. Bachavero, another guy comes, fills it up with his own cup of coffee, Vishatabo. Third guy comes, Vishata, Kulam Malo. So over there, everybody now is Moel, separately because the Kos was never Yotzei Migdushato. So how do you explain now that you're saying, the way you're explaining it, there's an animal over here, that your Choshesh is an Ola, so how in the world are you going to now be mechalal an ola? Oh, says the Gemara, that's going alibet Rabbi Yehuda. And we're going alibet Rabbi Meir. So the fact that we were talking about over here, Mi'ila, yeah, the case we were talking about Mi'ila was b'shogeg. So clearly, I mean, it says, ein mo'el achar mo'el, what's it talking about? That it went out l'chulin, b'shogeg. Because Mi'ila is, Karma Mi'ila is B'shogeg, by definition. So, Ein Mo'el Achar Mo'el is going Alibet Rabbi Yehuda, correct? Now, Alibet Rabbi Yehuda, B'shogeg, indeed, it's Yotze L'chulin. So, Ein Mo'el Achar Mo'el. That part works out fine. And then when it says that there's no way to be Mechal or Kedush HaSagu, if that's going also a Libra Rebbe Yehuda. But we're talking about our Rebbe Meir, the Mishnah where we said that when you find an animal, and we said it's talking about over there that the guy Bedafka wants to take the Kedusha off of that animal and be Mechalal it, that's referring to Rebbe Meir Shita. He says, the Gemara, I don't understand. What is that? This has nothing to do with the Machlokes Rebbe and Rebbe Meir. The only thing that Rebbe Meir addressed was the question of whether you can intentionally be Mechal, right? But he never for a minute discussed the question of whether you're able to be Mechal Kedush Zaguf on a behema Tamima that's Ru'uya for the Mizbeach. That's a whole different can of worms. I mean, we're not talking about that. So why in the world would you think that what Rebbe Meir says has some impact on this case? I mean, after all, Mita Rebbe Yehuda, Nishmala Rebbe Meir. Look, I mean, they're not arguing about this issue. If we see that, according to Rebbe Yehuda, that he just said, look, Rebbe Yehuda holds Hekdesh B'shogeg Mitchalil, but Kedusha Taguv lo Mitchalila, okay? So according to Rebbe Meir, fine, he holds Hekdesh B'meizet Mitchalil. What does that have to do with the Kedusha Taguf? He could still agree with Rebbe Yehuda. I mean, there's no reason for us to assume that Kedusha Taguf could be Mitchalil. So Kedusha Taguf also lo Mitchala. Why would we think that there's any real connection between these two issues? I mean, they're not connected in any way. Not, says the Gemara, the truth is that there is, because the way in which your Mechalel, Aliba de Rebbe Meir, Bemezid, is in fact more powerful than the way that your Mechalel, Aliba de Rebbe Yehuda. It's not just a coincidence that Rebbe Yehuda holds that Shogeg is Mechalel and Mezid isn't. It's a completely different mode of what it is that you're doing. Because Aliba de Rebbe Meir, your intent now is also usable in the act of the chilul, correct? Fine. So now I understand. Aliba de Rebbe Yehuda, when you're doing something b'shogeg, the use of what you're doing b'shogeg has no connection to the fact that this thing was meant to be a korban. It only has connection to the ownership. You thought it was yours. In actuality, it belongs to Hegdesh. The question of whether it's a korban, it's a klishores, or is it just something that is in a bank deposit box of Hegdesh is completely irrelevant to you, but you're not even thinking about Hegdesh. You're thinking about money. It happens to be that Hegdesh can own money and people can own money. So over there, obviously, the chilul of the me'ila did not affect the status of it as a korban. So there, Rebbe Yehuda is saying, look, I mean, there was never any involvement at all in this guy's brain, which is completely subconscious now. He's not aware of the fact that it's Hegdesh. There was never any involvement, any intent on any level, conscious or unconscious, to change the status of something that was a korban into a non-korban. And therefore, its korban aspect remains unchanged, because he didn't do anything to change it. He only addressed its monetary value. Mashen kein aliba de Rebbe Meir, where your intention is, in fact, effective. So over there, a guy who knows that something is a korban and intends to remove it from its status of a korban, it may well be that Aliba de Rebbe Meir, you can go ahead and be Mechal of the korban. Why not? Don't say it's irrelevant. It's very relevant. Because, in fact, it's a different mode of Me'ila. So Me'ila, according to Rebbe Meir, let's see that inside. Says the Gemara, no, because Hatam, when you're talking about Rebbe Yehuda, Loka mechavein la afukinu lechulin. There is no intent to take the korban element out to chulin. There was just a question of using the money. So it happens automatically. Well, if somebody's treating the money as if it's secular, so then the monetary aspect of it is secular. But hachako mechavein la afukinu lechulin. Over here, your intent is to remove it to chulin. Now that's already a whole different issue. By the way, I mean, the question over here, how such a thing could be, which is, I mean, the issue of you're not supposed to be poda tamimim and so on. This question we're going to discuss later on, why we would tell a guy to do such a thing. But there's also the other issue of tmimim, besides kedushat haguf. The truth is there's three completely different issues, and it's important to understand this. There is the question of whether something is monetarily kadosh or whether it's kedushat haguf. But then there's another issue. Within kedushat haguf, there's two levels. There's kedushat haguf, which is itself usable for the mizbeach. It's a korban that is tamim. The din is that a tamim is not yotze midei the mizbeach ever. It's worse than that. If you took an animal that was roi for the mizbeach, and you said, I want to give this animal to Hegdish, but I don't want it on the mizbeach. The mizbeach should be able to sell it and buy some. It automatically becomes kadosh for the mizbeach. It's enayotzi midei mizbeach leolam. I mean, that's a different issue. So you have the question of whether tamimi or niftin. That's the highest problem. Then you have the question of whether kedushat haguf has opinion. And then you have the question whether something doesn't even have kedushat haguf at all. It just has kedushat tamim. So Tosis is flabbergasted by this whole thing. I mean, this is crazy. Why would we think there's any connection whatsoever to the issue of Tmimim Nivdim just because there's an argument of Rabbi Yudah and Rabbi Meir about Mason and Shogeg that the Gemara doesn't even deal with, says Rabbi, just Tosis. And because of that, Tosis disagrees with the whole approach of Rashi. And here's what happened over here. Rashi learns that what happened over here is that he is coming along now to take care of this thing, and he found it, and now he wants to make sure that everything is going to be done properly. Tosfos says, what we've got to say over here is that actually, normally, of course, tmimim are not niftim. What happened over here is that the guy wanted to steal the animal. So he now, in going ahead to steal it over there, the way Tosfos is very unclear about what he's saying. The way Marsha understands Tosfos is that we made a takana that in a case where somebody actually steals an animal that is roy for the mizbeach, the chachomim were mafkia, the element of the kedushat haguf, in order that other, because otherwise everybody that's ever going to have anything to do with this animal is going to be mael. So, Emelu, that's a special takona that was made, that even though normally we wouldn't do such a thing, we say, okay, since now you're coming to be mitakein, but there are gezeilah, so the gezeilah itself is motzi midei, the hegdesh, and now this is the way you should deal with it. So, but enoch inami, we certainly don't mean to imply that there's a direct connection between the question of nivdim tmimim and the machlokas of Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Yehuda. That not. Because that's a separate issue that is handled over here by a particular takana. This is the way the Maharsha understands it. The language of Tosfos, I mean, you might as well say that chat yourself, because it's very non-supportive of any particular person. Okay, says the Gemara, now, wait. I understand that part, but Ema de Shamatai le Rebbe Meir bekotche kotchim, okay? We understand Rav Hoshaya's pirush over here, where he's talking about, remember, he was the one that learned that the Mishnah, the original Mishnah, which is from Shkolim, was going Alibet Rebbe Meir. So there it says, Hegdish b'mezid is mitchalel. Yes, but that's all talking about kachi kachi. Okay? Because even when you're talking about kachi b'rekabayit, I mean, that's the equivalent of kachi kachi. In other words, it belongs entirely to Hegdish. I don't care whether it belongs to Hegdash for the Mizbeach, belongs to Hegdash for the Berakabayit, but monetarily it's completely Hegdash. Therefore, the dinim of Me'ila kick in. So now it loses its Kedusha, becomes secular money. But how about when you're talking about Kachim Kalim? Now remember, when you're talking about Kachim Kalim, there's a big piece of the action that is secular. Because the owner has a part, as a matter of fact, we saw according to Rabbi Yossi, it's still considered to be the Momon of Hedyot. So the Ma'al Ma'al Hashem, by the Kichesh Ba'amito, if you recall a few days ago, meant Alibet Rabbi Yosef, you'd even be chayev on a shvuat apikadon when it comes to Kachim Kalim, because it's called your friend and not Hegdesh. But even besides that, there are other issues to take into consideration. One is that Me'ila works, the concept of Me'ila means shinui, ein mo'el ela shinui. So where you're changing something from an entirely Hegdash usage to an entirely secular usage, you have a massive change. That change maybe affects the ability of Hegdash to maintain control over it. But when you're changing something from its status of Kachim Kalim, where it's partially secular owned, and now you want to use it just to buy a Lachmania, that's not such a massive change. So it could be that even Rabbi Meir is made that the Inyanim of Me'ila wouldn't kick in B'mezid because the change wasn't as significant. Now, how do you know that we have a right to apply Rabbi Meir's din when it comes to Kachim Kalim? And I mean, after all, it could be a Shalomim. Or Marleya Umi Rabbanan. One of the Talmidim in the yeshiva, his name is Rabbi Yaakov, said, look, that's irrelevant. Because that's basically a moralistic approach. I mean, you have to look at the halachic issue. The question over here, you have no right to say that that's the functionality of Me'ila works in this way. The bottom line is, if it's possible to remove the Kedusha from something which is entirely Hekdesh, then it should certainly be possible to remove the Kedusha from something which is only 50% Hekdesh. So, kal v'chomer, if kachim kachim mit chalalim, so kachim kalim lo kol shekein. Itma nami omer b'chama b'rabi Akiva, omer b'rabi Yosef, b'rabi Chanina, indeed, Omer Haya Rabbi Meir Hegdish B'mezit Mitchalel B'shogeg Ein Mitchalel Echad Kachim Kodashim VeEchad Kachim Kalim, and they even spoke out. Kal v'chomer if Kachim Kachim Mitchalelim so Koshikin Kachim Kalim lo Koshikin, and therefore yes, Rabbi Meir did in fact say his din both Lagabe Kachim Kachim and Lagabe Kachim Kalim. Now, Rabbi Yochanan heard this whole shot over from Hoshaya that it's talking about a guy who found the animal or like Tosfos stole the animal, whatever it is. But, I mean, what this guy is doing is completely against the rules. Completely against the rules. There is no halacha of being mechalal a behema that's tamima. And that's basically what this guy is doing. So, well, I don't understand. You're saying his heart's in the right place, after all. And he wants to just make sure that the Mizbeach gets its right carbon. I mean, yeah, so let him drive to Shabbos so he can have a good minyan. I understand what you're saying. I mean, v'chi omrim lo la'adam, amod v'chate, go ahead and sin in order that in the end things should be good, you know? B'shvil shetizkeh. I mean, where do we get the idea that we should tell a guy up front that without a mum, I mean, that's the whole thing... that the Torah introduces the concept of pidyon is with the words im ba'behema tamea, which the Gemara says clearly doesn't mean a behema tamea, which can't have gedur zaguf, but a behema which is unsuitable because it has a mum for hekdesh. And that's the only place where you could go ahead and you could be poed. And we are memayit over there. We go through the whole braita and the sifra to say, you might think you have a right to be paid even if it's a mum over. No, come ashmalan. So koshikein atamim, you don't have a right to be paid. So I mean, it's against the rules. It's a mamajolota, but it's not what the Torah was telling you to do. And if that's the case, he's coming along now, and the Mishnah is coming to address. Obviously, a man is walking into Bezdin and saying, so what do I do? I found this. I'd like to take care of it. So we're going to tell him, you know what? Do the wrong thing, but in the end, it'll be okay. Why would we do that? Exactly. That's, in the old, the old conservative approach. It's a reform approach. Baruch atah Adonai Eloheinu Melech Haolam Shehakol Nehi Bidvaro. Therefore, I disagree fundamentally with the whole thing. We are certainly not trying to do a chilul where it works through me'ila. I mean, it's absurd. I mean, do you realize what you've been doing? You've been using the mechanisms of me'ila, which is an Isser D'oraisa, which is Mechayev you a Korban, and you're saying, well, but we can learn from those mechanisms what to do in this case. What, are you crazy? Those mechanisms are all Osir. So why are you applying that in telling the guy, giving him advice about how he should handle the situation where he's got an animal? That can't be what it means. Even I understand why you're saying it, because, I mean, as Tosis explains, the implication, according to Rav Oshaya is, are that if it says what to do, it means immediately. In other words, you find the animal and you go immediately, and this is what you do. It says Rabbi Yochanan, but that's crazy. It can't mean that. What it's got to be talking about is what to do after you keep the animal around long enough for it to get a mum. Then it's telling you what to do. And that's standard procedure. It's only telling you, well, what do you have to take into consideration in what might be the status of this animal. Shlomi, Mayla, Tonka, whatever. But it's certainly not giving you any new ideas about how to get your way out of the problem of this being a korban that is tumim. That's outrageous, and it can't mean that. Ela Amar Rabbi Yochanan, of course it doesn't mean you do this right off the bat. First things first. Mamtin la achetumam. Wait until it gets a mum. Okay, now we can start talking. Then, once it's got a mum, you now bring two new animals, okay, which are now going to take the possible different things that this animal, single animal, might have been, and you say, okay, here's what we're going to do. Umatne, you make a condition. You say, okay, if this animal were an ola, I'm a good man, and I would like to make sure that the ola is brought. I don't know whose it was or whatever, but then this new animal that I bought in beautiful condition should be the ola that it was going to be. Now, of course, it might have been a shlomim. Okay, I'm buying this other animal. This animal now can be the shlomim. Or if it was vice versa, then the money of this animal should be now mechulal on animal B as the shlomim, and I'll pay for animal A out of my pocket and bring it as a gift. So one way or the other, we're handling everything. The money from the animal goes directly as the chilul onto either animal A or animal B, which I don't know, but God knows. I mean, so wherever the whatever the animal was, I want that other animal to be its, in its place. Obviously, you don't use the word tamura, you use the word chilul. I want it to be mechulal, the kedusha should go onto this one, and I'll pay for the other one, whichever one it is, and then you bring one as an ola, one as a shlomim, and now we're happy. That's all we were saying, that maybe it's an ola, so you have to be machmir, and what else can you do? Mm-hmm. The Gemara is going to get to this. Okay. Says the Gemara, now hold on a second over here. You're saying that the Zechorim are olot. Couldn't the Zechorim, besides being an ola or a shlomim, I mean, maybe they're a toda. Now, there is a problem if it's a todah. What's the problem? You'll say, okay, so what's the problem? I mean, a todah is nothing but a glorified shlomim, right? Todah is not just a glorified shlomim. Because there's two new issues with the todah. First of all, a todah can only be eaten for one day. Shlomim is eaten for 2 days. We have a rule, you can't bring kochim lebeit hapsul. So you can't bring an animal and then end up, well, maybe since it's another animal, let's only give it 1 day to eat. And then what happens? And what happens if it's not consumed within that 1 day? And then everything else left over, it becomes notar and pasul and so on. So we have a rule, we don't do that kind of thing. Now we're going to see that in this particular case, the Tana doesn't care about that. But right now, for a moment, let's pretend that he does, because that's the simplest issue. When we get to the place where he doesn't, and we'll discuss it. So you bring a Toda. Now, the other problem with the Toda, which is what the Gemara is going to ask right now, but what about the Lechem? You've got Lachme Toda. Well, you bring Lechem also. So why do you have to bring Lechem also? Why can't you bring Lechem again and say, maybe this is a Toda? Because there's nothing else to do with the Lechem. That's the problem. You cannot make it tanai. You can't say, if it's a todah, then this is lachme todah. And if it's not a todah, then this is my breakfast. Because the problem is, then it becomes chulin la'azora. You can't bring lechem just as a gift. So there's no such nedava. So that means that with this animal, you're bringing chulin. You can't bring chulin. That's an iser d'oraita again, maybe, according to some. So therefore, you have to bring yet another animal, make it another tanai, and if it were a todah, here's the todah and it's lechem, and if it weren't, I'm going to be the one who pays for this todah and it's lechem. And that way, we've covered all our bases. Yeah, but maybe it's a korban asham, v'dilma ashamu. And then if it's korban asham, then you really got problems. You can't bring a korban asham. So what exactly are you going to do? No, we have no question. It can't be an asham. You know why? Because an asham is always in its second year. It's post its first year. So it's always ben shtei shanim. And clearly we're talking about a case we don't have to worry about an Arshan because it was only 1 year old. Mishtakach ben shana. The animal changes, by the way, physically at that point. So in other words, you could tell whether it's ben shana or it's post ben shana. But maybe it's an Asham Mitzora, and maybe it's an Asham Nazir, and that is, in fact, Ben Shana. Ah, yeah, but come on, how many Asham Mitzoras are there? I mean, I understand you're talking about an animal that you found, you want to take into consideration, what do I mean? But it's got to be a reasonable percentage. I mean, how many Mitzoraim and Nazirim that had an Asham, and now that Asham wanders away, and that... That's not our problem. That's lo shkifi. That, I don't need to take that into consideration. Yeah, but what I do need to consideration is maybe it's a Korban Pesach. Huh? Oh, answers the Gemara. Well, okay, what are we talking about? If we're talking about Pesach time, then you don't have to worry about its wandering around. Because Pesach v'zmano mizar ziri, there ain't nobody who's going to let their Korban Pesach wander around. I mean... There's millions of people over here. Everybody's carbon. That's all we need. This time we're going to get confused with our Pesach. Believe me, they take very good care of their carbon Pesach. The likelihood of your finding a carbon Pesach that happened to wander away is one in a million. We're not going to worry about that. And if it's a Pesach shalobismano, so then indeed it is a shlomim. So Pesach shalobismano is a shlomim. Now, the problem is it ain't a normal shlomim. Because of Pesach, Shlomo Bizmano is a shlomim that can only be eaten for one day. So here, when I told you, well, obviously this Tana doesn't care about the problem of being maybe Kachim Lebeit HaPsul, Tosis points out, from here we have to say that indeed he doesn't care. So the problem of the Todah all along must have been not the way in which, the day in which it's eaten, but rather the lechem which the Gemara ends up asking. Yes, dear President. In any event, so then it would be a shlomim. Says the Gemara, yeah, but you still haven't handled all the problems. Because how do you know that it's not a bechor? Or how do you know that it's not maaser? Now, those things have special halachas. And it's, what do you mean they have special halachas? We're talking about it's a balmun. So lamai yochada, what exactly is the special halacha? The special halacha is l'michlinu b'mumon. Yeah, I understand. You're not allowed to sell the meat in a butcher shop, correct? And then weigh it on a scale. Okay, fine. In other words, so you're saying we need to limit the usage of this animal to eating the meat and not doing any business. Okay, fine. So do that. I mean, did we say not to do that? So that's what we'll do with it. So that way we've handled all possibilities. Okay, let's take the next case. You said if the animal were feminine, so then it's a shlomim. What do you mean then it's a shlomim? Why then it's a shlomim? I mean, maybe it's a todah. Okay, fine, so bring a todah. What do you mean bring a todah? What about the bread? I mean a lechem. Obviously, you bring a lechem. Yeah, okay, but those are the simple issues. I mean, how about if it's a korban chatas? Then you're in major, major trouble. You can't bring a korban chatas. What are you going to do now? You only can bring a korban chatas if you're the guy who did the chait and set this thing aside for that chait. Now you got a korban, maybe a chatas. What are you going to do with it? It's a baal mum. There's no alternatives for a korban chatas. So now this guy is really stumped at this point. So what's he going to do? Bring another animal and say, if it's a chatas, let it drop dead. Shavika chatas amesa. You can't... No, you can't use somebody else's. We're talking Rabbi Yochanan and saying we don't tell people to do the wrong thing. But anyway, it won't help. Obviously, it has to be b'shogeg. It's somebody else's chatas. And we don't know whether it might even be one of the chatot ha-metot. I mean, maybe the guy was b'schaper with another chatas and so on. Now, the chatas is always in its first year. And we're talking about that the female was ishtakach bat shtesha. Well, so, I mean, maybe it's a chatacha avrash nata, huh? I mean, maybe it's a chatas that's been wandering around for a while, and now it's over its year, and then you're not allowed to use it for anything. It becomes isur hana'ah, so you certainly can't use that animal itself. What are you going to do now? Well, I mean, that's lo shkiyach. What's the chance? Very small chance of a wandering around. I don't have to worry about. Okay, but what about if ishtakach b'atshinatamai? But how about if you did have to worry about it? What would you do that? I mean, because look, after all, the other case we said was Dafka was talking about that it was in the first year. Now you're saying, but the other half of the cave is talking about Dafka and it's its second year. I mean, let's think about the alternatives. And how about if it was the first year, Mai, what would you do then? Tanya, Chananya ben Chachinai Omer, look, you're in big trouble. Because Eiz bat shnata l'chatat, you find a goat, I mean, Rashi is just quoting the pasuk in Vayikra. Eiz bat shnata l'chatat, it doesn't mean dafka, goat, obviously. Okay, you certainly don't mean l'chatat. What? L'chatat zaka, did I even bring it as a korban chatat? No, Abaye says what he's trying to say is, if it could be a chatat, then it's got to be treated like a chatat, and the din is that a chatat that was unusable. We have five such cases that are given over halakha about Shabbos Sinai, remember. So we have the chatat shavra shnata, chatat shemetu ba'aleh, or chatat shenitchapru ba'aleh ba'acher, and so on and so forth. This, you'll have to treat the same way. It's an unusable chatat. The din is on such a thing that the chatat itself is isr hana'a. And what you do at this point is you are going to have to just simply let it die. You can't even b'chalal it. So then what you'd have to do is konsala kippa. You put it in its own pen, v'yimeta me'alan. It just dies there, and there's no takana that you really could do. That's the only takana you could do for it. Tomorrow, we shall continue to see this similar case, v'nogea, the relationship of animals to Meisr Sheni. Of course, was the other thing that we were discussing, the Machlokas Rabbi Meir Rabbi Yehuda. Well, once we're on that topic, let's do some more of it tomorrow. Okay. Tananat, I'm being imagining said Mirushalayim lemigdalei derukamida talakol ruach zecharim alot nekevot zivchei shalamim. What? Zecharim alot udavi zivchei shalamim loavi. Omer Avoshaya Nana. I'm obviously we're talking about over here. Achav bebalachuv bedemeyem askinan. Vachika Omer. Chayshinan Shema Olot, and we're assuming it's going like Rabbi Meir who holds that you could actually go ahead and be Mechalal this Bemezid. What good is that? It's Kedushat Aguf. Kedushat Aguf, Mimit Chaleo? I mean, I thought the whole point of the Mishnah Me'ila is, Ein Moel Acher Moel B'Mugdashim, Ela B'Vei Moel B'Kli Sharet B'Vat, Ketzal, Erochev Aga B'Vei Ma, Bachav Erov Rachav. Bachavirov rachav kulam malu. Hayashoteh bekosho zav. Bachavirov shata. Bachavirov shata kulam malu. Which means that it's not yotzi midei ekdash. So what are you telling me? Nah, that's alibid Rabbi Yehuda. What do you mean that's alibid Rabbi Yehuda? And this is Rabbi Meir. Mid Rabbi Yehuda shmala Rabbi Meir. Lav amar Rabbi Yehuda ekdash b'shagim mitchalal and nonetheless kedushat aguf lo mitchalal. So according to Rabbi Meir, exactly the same thing. Avagav the ekdash b'meizid mitchalal, but still kedushat aguf lo mitchalal. Not true. Hatam lo mechavein laufkino lechulin. Whereas Archakam mechavein laufkino lechulin. Well, ima de shamadle la Rabbi Meir bekotche kodashim, bekotchim kalem yishamadle. Omele umi rabbonim, Rabbi Yaakov shmei. Well, why not? Kavachomer. Kotche kachim mit chalalim, kachim kalim lo kalshike. And indeed it, manami om rabchama barguria, or bar Rabbi Akiva, om Rabbi Yazib Rabbi Chanina, omer haya Rabbi Meir, that indeed hegdesh bemezid mitchalel b'shogeg ein mitchalel echad kodshim kadashim ve'echad kodshim kalim. Rabbi Meir himself spoke out. Kal v'chomer kodshim kodshim mitchalim kodshim kalim lo kodshikein. Toi bar Rav Yochanan against this pshat of Rav Hoshaya. V'chi omrim lo la'adam amod v'chatei b'shvil shetizkeh el am Rabbi Yochanan mamtin la ashetumam. And now we're talking about what to do after that point. So might they stay by to matzne? Oh, Mama, you say zecharim olot. Maybe it's a toda. No, you bring a toda nice and also vaboy lechem. The mighty nami lechem v'duma ashamu. No, asham is ben shtei shani, and we're talking about the ishtakek ben shana. It could still be an asham etzor and asham nazir. Nah, lo shchirach. V'duma pesachu. Pesach bezmanu misas irebe. And if we're talking about pesach shalom bezmanu, then it's a shlami. V'duma bechoru maaser ninu. So what's the problem? Lamayilchata. Lemichlina b'muma? So fine. So achinami. B'muma mitachle. Okay. Then you said, nekevot azivche shlamim. Why zivche shlamim? Dima todai. Okay, fine. Mighty todai. Vabino lechem. Mighty nami lechem. Vedima chatati. No, a chatat is always bat shnata. And here, Ishtaka bat shtei shanim. So maybe it's a chatacha avra shenata. No, lo shkiach. But how about if you found a bat shenata? What would you do then? Tanya Chananya ben Chachinai omer, well, the Torah says, eiz bat shenata lechatat, baby. But what are you talking about? Lechatat, sakadaitach. El omer abaya ki chatat is what he's trying to say. Konsa lekipa, vimeta me'eleha.